So Ama Chandra is a woman of many talents. If you know, then you know. If you've heard her sing, if you've heard her perform, if you've watched her dance, if you heard her do spoken word, like anything, you know. Ama continues to evolve, continues to add to who she is, continues to develop her legacy, her career, her life work. And so now she's moving into the realm of having her own self-care product. She's making her own products like baths and salts and soaps and oils and all of the gushy stuff. Y'all know the good stuff. Going to chop it up real quick. I have some ideas for her. Let's do it. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Good.
So I know you only got a couple of minutes. So you're making your own, you were saying you're making your own products now, your own soaps and oils and these kind of things. And I was like, brain was just like. So I was telling you that I really like this for you because of the fact that A, is something, it makes the very next sense in like your brand, your personal brand, who you are. It's so natural to who you are, and it fits in with everything else that's a part of your health and wellness, you know. Then on top of that, it's something that you love to do. Like, it's, I think I was, what really got my brain going as you were starting to tell me the details was I started to think about the CBD oil business, and I started thinking about, you know, a conversation with that and just how, like, that was something that's like almost there, like it's close as far as, but like no cigar, like, no, you know. And when you think about that in relationship to this, you have way more potential with this in a very short time to like literally whatever you want, however far you want it to go, however you want it to turn into a side hustle. And it'll always be fun. And you're going to be doing this anyway, because you're, like you said, the foundation of it is that you're doing it for yourself, you know? So I'm like, yes, it's all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I was starting to say to you was, and I was asking you, have you started sharing it? Because I saw the magic, right? The magic is here. Because of the fact that you're not so much, it's not so much about like, okay, you're trying to now turn your full-time, you know, living into just making soaps all day and that kind of thing. What you can do is share more so just on the side of like just what you're doing, right? What you're doing, because of the fact that everything that you're doing helps everybody else, because of the fact that, you know, you're dealing with things around health and awareness, health and wellness and self-care, right? So whether that be you just mixing something up, you know, or preparing something and you're just kind of like talking. And the best part about you as a figure is that it's almost like everything you do is like background for your message and for how you show up and how you just, you know, you just start to move the hearts of the people just with your words. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So with this, now you're talking about that element plus a whole other element that everybody will so appreciate because of the fact that everybody wants to feel good. You know, everybody's trying to take care of their skin or, you know, their hair, or if you, even from an aromatherapy perspective, you know. So I'm like, yeah, you really get a chance to have fun with this. And it's an easy ad. And especially, I'm happy for everybody that finds these kind of things during this time, because yeah, it's a brand, it becomes a branch of their tree, you know? So yeah, I think your sharing of it as you just do what you do, I think is like the thing, you know, that will bring so much value with something that you're just doing anyway.
No, I appreciate that for so many reasons. It's like this, there's this energy around allowing, right, and trusting. And what's happened for me has been a getting out of my own way around my value. And so in that, it's showing up by the easiest part, which has been part of my magic, which is, I did this. I want to share it. Do you like it? And in my sharing it, receiving really, really powerful and positive responses from just like a whole agreement in body and soul. And that agreement in body and soul from others, there was a part of me that showed up immediately and was like, they ain't telling the truth, right?
right.
And then there was a part of me that was like, you're tripping. Right? And so the moment won, the Mississippi River, the currents of the Mississippi won. And it allowed me to stay in flow, to just keep making. And so now, I've already been serving myself, because everything I made was for me. And I just shared it, like, I got to have this. And
right.
I was mortar and pestle and this. Like, I knew what I needed. And I was like, you need this thing, you want to try some? And they're like, yeah. And so now it's like, oh, so there is this thing. And I have more stuff that I absolutely want and desire to make. Put on my gloves, set up my table, pull out my hair, go into the lab.
Right.
Like, you hear me, put up my hair. Anyway, but you understand the relationship to it that's showing up for me. So I'm pretty darn excited about possibilities right now, Aaron. You know, just pretty darn excited. And I thank you for your validation around the naturalness of the flow of it. You know, it's kind of all things have led to this place of decisiveness, right? Because that's really the goal. To make a decision and do the damn thing.
Yeah, you know? Being intentional about making a decision.
Yo, there's that decision and holding it. It's like, nope, I'm not moving back. I'm here. I'm moving forward. And then you take another step. Before you know it, that first place where the indecision was is so far back, you know, because you didn't keep forward.
So speaking of whole division, right? And I'm gonna say these last two things so I can let you go so you can.
Yeah, I've already started. You're good. I'm literally on my computer now.
Okay. So I was gonna say two things come to mind. One, which we're gonna do, like, we'll catch up a whole other time about this. But when you said the vision, the first thing that came to my mind was know the vision, manage the facts. What is it? Know the vision. No, hold it. Know the truth. Hold the vision, manage the facts.
That's it. Know the truth. Yeah. Hold the vision,
manage the facts. And then, so that's one day. Yeah, we just going to chop that up on a whole another. But I want you to, that Mississippi thing. I'm curious for you to explain that to me, you know, again, and just because that ever since I first heard you say that, and when you were starting to explain, like, the you know, how you related to it, and I was like, it resonates with me. Like, it's one of those things. I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's a beautiful thing, and it's like it builds, right? Because, and I look forward to that conversation, because it's like, before you go to get into the moment or the Mississippi, you have to prepare yourself so that you can actually catch it.
Well, what is this Mississippi concept to you?
It's the space between the moment. It's the space between the seconds. It's the space between the seconds. And inside of that is like the finer you can go into awareness, it leads you to what's called the zero point, which is it's this undifferentiated state. And you don't get there until you can even find the space between the one and the two.
Okay, hold on. Take me that aisle. This is, yeah, this is heavy. This is heavy right here. So, soda, yeah, do me a favor. Take me, okay, what made you come up with Mississippi? Even for how you explain that mm-hmm. it's about, you know, the space. Why Mississippi, though?
Well, it started from a conversation with my daughter.
Okay.
And I talking about 60 times 60, and I realized she was asking me about how many seconds were in an hour. And I was like, 3,600. And I was like, oh, wow, we got 3,600 seconds. And then from there, I remembered between the one and the two is when I grew up counting is one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, which is the space between those counts. And as a musician, as a vocalist, as someone who works with musicians and sound and harmonics and rhythm, I'm used to those, you know, eighth beats and 16th beats. And, you know, I like them. I like the seven count. I like these counts. So I'm already used to being inside and playing vocally in those places or playing musically in those places. Now it's about taking my consciousness and where I want to hold my mindset inside of those places. So that's what I was going to say. That's the preparation. So the preparation is mindset. And that started for me on the path of the three, which started from the path of consistency, breeds undeniability. And undeniability leads you to moving with certainty. And that path for me helped me to discover the power in the Mississippi. I can move into these moments with a level of certainty, and that certainty had a resonance that echoed all the way out from that of the mid. I didn't even get to the mid before I even got to the. I'm still holding it. I haven't differentiated, and I'm aware of it. A lot of us miss. A lot of us lose whole hours, days, in the fog of stories from the past, from the future, what they said, what we think they're going to do. Like, we're lost in these phases of thoughts and clouds around us, like walking around on a foggy day, can't see nothing. But going into with consciousness, the Mississippi, it means that even in the fog, you're clear. You might be the clearest thing in the fog, you know, but you are clear. And even as the clouds swirl, even as the fog swirls, you are absolutely clear in terms of certainty, the consistency, the undeniability, the certainty. And that's the preparation to really make the most of the again. And all of that happening between the one and the two, all of that happens between.
That's what I was going to say. That's what resonated about, like, this had an immediate, like, visceral impact on me when you first said it and how you related it. And I can't even remember what the first example was, but I just remember the feeling that I got, and I knew that I heard something that was like, whoa, and could be applied, like, to so many things. The thing that's so cool about it to me is, like you said, you got one and two, which you could look at as more so like your grounding, your certainty. And then the Mississippi in the middle is your space. And that space, you need both. You know, you need the certainty, and then you need the space, you know, in the midst for everything else. You know, that's the that's the surrendering, that's the release. And that's the showing up and not like, and being able to flow, like being able to have the space to flow before you get to that other rock solid place, you know.
That's the stepping forward and watching it appear. But as I listened to Eckhart Tolle the other day, I told you he's been giving me life. I'm like, he's like echoing so much of my thought or expounding and expanding where I am presently. I love the algorithms for that, right? And so he spoke a lot about the power of not knowing and staying in the land of awareness, simply being aware. And in that place of awareness, allowing for the sweet moment, the sweet direction that do this to show up, and being willing to be still until that direction shows up, even as you navigate the up and down thoughts, right? The up and down thoughts are real. But you just sit there. What did he make me laugh? He made everybody laugh. He's like, you know, this thought is trying to tell you what to do. It doesn't know anything. And this thought over here is trying to tell you about that thought. It doesn't know anything. None of you know anything. No one knows anything. So let's all just be still until we know what the next thing is to do, or until we receive kind of that guidance thing. So,
Thank you. Oh, no doubt. That's on the money. I really dig it. The last thing I'll say before I let you go is when you started talking about Eckhart Tolle and the way you explained it and even the words you used, it it made me think of a phrase, and that is, right now, even as you explain, Eckhart is echoing. And it makes sense. The power of now, like I was telling the other day, like, I remember when I first, is it called The Power of Now?
That's it. That's one of his very popular books.
Right. That and like you say, The New Earth. I haven't read A New Earth yet, but I got the gist of it even from, you know, some reviews and that kind of thing. Power of Now was definitely one of those concepts that I immediately understood, you know, because of the fact that at the time when I was studying it, I was really in that place of studying, you know, practicing the presence and being in the now and, you know, not bringing the past to define the now, you know, using what you need from the past, but not letting it dictate the now, you know, just being able to release, let go, be present, you know. So hold on 1 second for me. Let me just let Aria know that I am 10 minutes away. And yeah, so I just knew that, wow, this is something that makes sense to me. This is something that makes a whole lot of sense to me because the only time is now. So anyway, on that tip, I really appreciate this. And that Mississippi thing, that'll be another thing I'll say. You need to go ham on this Mississippi concept because it's so applicable. And it makes so much sense. So the more you hear it, the more it sinks in, and the more you realize how many things you can apply it to and how it's a useful tool. You're basically teaching people equanimity and all those other things, like in this relatable tool that from a cultural perspective, it immediately has a resonance to it. Whew.
So no, I appreciate that. I do. It's a very powerful space around sharing. So I don't mind, you know, for me, this journey of self-revelation is only grown by allowing it to just keep kind of coming through.
Exactly.
Making space for the next thing. So it's not just all circulating here, because I never know when I put it out there what is going to bump up against in terms of a thought for another that might spark for me the next new thought, you know? So it just allows.
So that's what made me so excited about having this conversation, because it's what you're already doing. And so for me to shine a light on your light, to say, like, the same way you're doing this here and you're doing it so freely and eloquently, you throw it over here too, and and over here, and
so. I love it. I deeply appreciate the moment to share. There's a lot going on right now, everywhere, and I'm just really glad to be in this now moment with you in this conversation. Pulled a few cards. I'm curious. I got to go do some research on what my cards just told me. I'm going to get up here and get ready for this weekend. It's a very powerful time for the world. So I'm glad about the products. I'm glad about the sharing. I'm glad about the possibilities for growth. I'm glad to be growing and expanding. I'm really grateful for it all. So thank you for the chance to share with you in this way. And yeah, we're going to all just keep on rising to the top. Isn't that the song?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I can't wait till we do Optimistic. It's a tune that I've been thinking of a lot about recently. And Glasper and Brandy did a remake that's like fire.
I saw that. I remember. I think we shared that a long time ago. You shared that with me.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, I'm about to grab this gal to take her to the dentist. Yeah, but I'll catch up with you a little later.
Sounds perfect. Be well, and I'll talk with you later.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.